is Ted Kennedy. If the Bush administration refuses to declare a peace dividend, Congress should. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the Bush administration is missing an historic opportunity in the current budget debate to meet the nation's unmet needs. The world turned in 1989. The Cold War's ending. The Russians aren't coming, they're going. Whatever happens in Lithuania, the magnitude of the Soviet threat is far less today than it was a year ago. Yet the Bush administration clings to a military budget that pretends 1989 never happened and that the Berlin Wall never opened. Wake up and smell the coffee, Al. We have fundamental national needs, starting with education. We can't afford to keep pouring $300 billion a year into the Pentagon. It's time to stop investing in Star Wars and start investing in Star Schools. Stop playing ostrich, Al. The last thing we need is a military budget with its head in the sand, ignoring the vast changes in the world.
Ted, your feathers are still ruffled because President Bush and Secretary of Defense Cheney aren't for pouring big bucks into all your tired old pet social programs. You liberals have been climbing all over each other's frames since your own self-serving trumpeting that the Cold War is over, salivating at the thought of getting your taloned hands on ye old defense budget. And now you're using Gorbachev's reforms as an excuse to whine and whinny forevermore the taxpayers' dollars. George Bush has made a serious financial commitment to so many important domestic programs, increasing education funding for Head Start, Even Start, and merit schools. Any peace dividend should go to our nation's honest and unmet need, reducing our massive national, domestic, and trade deficit, not dumping all those bucks down the old rat hole for your long-lusted-for programs in pursuit of a socialist America. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the super-expensive Super Collider. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.